The largest known private collection of memorabilia charting the history of the Troubles is being offered free to a good home. London-based architect Peter Maloney has built up a collection of more than 40,000 posters, badges, images, books, political journals and leaflets. And Peter joins us now from the BBC's Foyle studio in Derry. Good morning.
Good morning.
It sounds like quite an extraordinary collection. Will you tell us a little bit about it? How did you come to start collecting these items?
I got involved in doing lectures about the north of Ireland when I was in London, and it was very difficult in the early days to find sufficient images to illustrate those lectures. And I found that the posters and the slogans and the leaflets were often a very good source for making images to illustrate lectures. And that was really the start of the collection.
And what sort of items do you have?
It's very broad ranging. Like, there's over 11,000 photographs of slogans and wall murals, down to things like bus tickets, biros with political slogans on them, coins that have been overstamped, even stamps themselves, illegal Republican stamps that would happen around the Christmas period.
So why have you decided then that the time is right for all of these items to go to another home?
I don't have the capacity to preserve any of these items, and some of them are very ancient. They're dating back to the 1880s, some of them. I can't preserve them. They need looking after, they need protecting, because they are part of our common history and deserve to be recognised.
By the sounds of things then, if you decided to sell some of these items, you might get a good price.
Some of them are very valuable. I have one postcard that I was offered £50 for 30 years ago of hunger strikers in County Tipperary in 1920. Probably a unique item. Yes, it would be very valuable, but I think socially it has a greater intrinsic value for the people in the north of Ireland.
Ideally, what would you like to become of all of these?
I would like it to be a resource that people can use as part of a peace and reconciliation process, because it does graphically illustrate some of the horrors of our recent history, a history that we should not have to repeat.
And I suppose for younger people in particular, who may not remember the events of even 15 or 20 years ago, a lot of this stuff would be fascinating and also very important.
I think it is intrinsically important, because it is very easy to take sides in looking back at our history with only seeing one side and not the other. And we do need to see both sides of the argument to make a comprehensive judgment of it.
Have you had any expressions of interest so far?
Well, parts of the collection are in the Museum of Free Derry. There is some in a Healing Through Remembering exhibition currently on in Belfast at the moment. The Victoria and Albert Museum want to borrow some pieces for a touring exhibition happening next year.
Ideally, though, would you like the bulk of the items to remain together?
I think it should remain together, because it's quite a comprehensive study of what went on here. And the broader the perspective you get, the better an understanding you would have of what went on.
If any particular institution is interested, what should they do?
Contact me. There is a website on the Kane internet site set up by University of Ulster. They contact me through that.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for joining us on the programme this morning, and the very best of luck with it. That was Peter Maloney there joining us from the BBC studio in Derry.